You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm sorry. I was on Facebook during the break. You know, I get a lot of my news updates on Facebook. I guess we're into Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We do this every year, which is important. You know, breast cancer is important. You know, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Just, oh, it's a long month. Long month. So much of the medical news, you know, deals with breasts and the boobies. And so I end up talking about the boobies every day. So just kind of bear with me. It's important. It's important. But something I found that was really cute on Facebook is it looks like there's a, I can't tell if it's in the Midwest, but it looks like there's a sign, like a marquee. And it's pretty funny. I'm sure you guys have seen this floating around the internet. It says here, 25 years ago, I don't know what city this is posted up, but it says 25 years ago, we had Ronald Reagan, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope. Now we have Obama, no cash, and no hope. Oh, that's so cute. I see here a lot of Facebook. Okay, I got to get on Facebook. I got to go back to the medical news. But that is, that's funny. Ronald Reagan, Johnny Cash, and Bob Hope now. Obama, no cash, and no hope. That's very, very funny. Funny stuff. I love it. I got to tell you, just smart out of people. All right. I want to talk about the story about a lesbian couple that has an 11-year-old boy who, I guess, wants to be a girl, and he's actually going through sex change therapy before he hits puberty. So we're going to be talking about that. Very interesting case. Also, we talked about earlier in the show, in the previous hour, how Medicaid in New York is considering financing transgender surgery. New York Medicaid, yeah. Also want to talk about a pill that allows people to feel and stay sober. I know some of you are thinking, well, what's the use? Don't you want to be drunk? Don't you want to feel drunk? Well, this actually may help people undergoing severe, you know, like alcohol abuse, etc. So it's not bad. It's you know, kind of good, but I know not all of you are going to be raising your hands to try to take this. But we have a lot of good stuff to talk about. Of course, what's the most interesting and the most sassy are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. You know, really quickly, this was very interesting in the news today. There was a man who was found alive 6 days after crashing down a 200-foot ravine. I mean, apparently, I guess some headlights blinded him. He went off the road, fell into a ravine, and I guess was like living off of, you know, leaves and drinking water from a nearby creek. And he kind of made himself a camp. Apparently, he couldn't climb out. And he had been missing for 6 days, 67-year-old David Laval. And his children apparently found out that the father used his debit card at a nearby grocery store the day of the accident, and that's how they knew. They were the ones driving around, and they would drive and then look over the road, drive, and then finally they found him. They screamed, and amazing that he could live that long. I believe another driver was involved who didn't make it. But just, fascinating stories about people who live and survive. You know, I really think they need to come up with a TV show like a MacGyver medicine. I loved watching MacGyver growing up in the 80s. Y'all know I talk about MacGyver a lot. I had a crush on Richard Dean Anderson. I think I had a crush on everybody in the 80s, you know. I was going through puberty. You know, I loved Bruce Willis. Arnold Schwarzenegger was sexy. That's when he was sexy. I mean, you know, just, yeah, everybody. But anyway, what I loved about MacGyver is, you know, you can make a bomb out of a piece of gum. You know, just cool, cool stuff. And so, you know, there was a class when I went to school in University of Nevada, Reno, where you would learn wilderness medicine. And I loved some of the things we learned. Like let's say you're up in the woods and you're having an asthmatic attack and you're waiting for rescuers, etc., you make yourself a very, very strong cup of tea, extremely strong cup of tea, because the theobromine can help open up your lungs. You know, things like that, just fascinating stuff, fascinating stuff. So I need to do that. We need to do like a wilderness medicine or a MacGyver medicine show. And, of course, any of your MacGyver medicine remedies, I'd love to hear. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, anything that is out of the ordinary that would work. I remember my father, he used to work with turpentine, and, you know, anytime he had a wart on his hand, the turpentine would make it disappear. You know, and we've all heard of the remedy, the duct tape, using duct tape for warts. In fact, dermatologists have studied using duct tape for warts. Duct tape, you leave the duct tape, you put the duct tape around your finger, around your toe, wherever the wart is. And it's hard to do it around the foot if it's a plantar. I don't think it works for the plantar warts, the big thick ones underneath the foot. But you wear the duct tape 6 days of the week, take it off on Sunday, and you do it for 2-3 months. And something in the duct tape helps the wart, and warts are viral. They're viral, but for some reason either suffocates or the glue kills the virus. But duct tape therapy, pretty, pretty cool. We've talked about urine and dry feet. People who pee in the shower and get the urine on their feet. I'm not telling you to do this, okay? I think it's disgusting. I think you should be peeing in the toilet. But there's many cases where urine actually, you know, helps with dry feet. Another weird, weird remedy we talked about on the show was earwax for herpes. Not genital herpes, but cold sores on the mouth, where people would take their earwax, if they didn't have enough, they'd take their son's earwax, put it on their daughter's, and put it on there right when the cold sore is. And if you put the earwax right before the cold sore comes, boom, it doesn't come out. Now the only kooky remedy I've ever tried, which has worked, is Colgate toothpaste on pimples. We've talked about this on the show, too, where if a pimple's about to come, my husband learned it in Cub Scouts. So he told me you use Colgate toothpaste on a zit that's about to come out. And, I mean, that started. You put the Colgate toothpaste. Apparently the fluoride dries it out or something. And it seems to work. And then I actually used it on ingrown toenails on a couple of my friends, and it stopped the redness. Cool stuff. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dalia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dalia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdalia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
At 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. All right. Bethany writes, Dr. Dahlia, my weird home remedy is I use chewing gum every time I have heartburn, and my heartburn goes away. Oh, that's cool. Chewing gum. See, that's interesting. I wouldn't think chewing gum or bubble gum would help heartburn because I would think that that would stimulate your, you know, saliva and your spit and cause your gastric juices to start to bubble. But then again, somebody could argue that then if you swallow the spit, it kind of causes the acid to go back down. I don't know. So gum with heartburn. I don't know. I'm a little... I'm a little torn on that one. But hey, if it works for you, that's pretty cool. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. There was a study that came out today saying no one treatment for acid reflux is clearly better than another. So when they looked at all of these proton pump inhibitors, you know, for GERD, like your Nexium, your Prevacid, your Prilosec, and then they related it and they compared it to also your Pepcid, Tagamet, Zantac, etc. They really found not much difference in people's symptoms. Now, it's interesting because we've been dealing with heartburn for years. What did we used to use? We used to use Pop Pop Fizz, Alka-Seltzer, Pepto. We'd use, you know, we've always been trying to coat our stomachs, you know, glass of milk. Then came these, you know, Pepcids and Zantacs. And then all of a sudden, they just didn't seem to work anymore. And then they came out with these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors. I think Prevacid or Prilosec was one of the first to come. And I remember it was a wonder drug. I remember years, everyone was like, oh my gosh, this is the best. I think that happened back in the late 90s, mid to late 90s. And everybody was like, oh, this is the wonder drug. Now I'm having people say these don't work. It's amazing how quickly our bodies evolved. You know, same thing with allergy medicine. I know some with allergy medicine too. You take one allergy medicine used to like Benadryl, that used to help allergies, and all of a sudden Claritin came out, and everyone's like, oh, this is the wonder drug. Then Claritin started to not work, and Zyrtec came out. Zyrtec became the wonder drug. Then I think Allegra, and then now Zyzal. But it's amazing how people start to say, oh, the medicine doesn't work anymore. Why? Why are these medicines not working? Are we really becoming resistant now to antihistamines, to acid blockers? Now, the problem, though, with acid reflux, and we talk about acid reflux a lot on the show, is it could cause cancer. I mean, this is something that is so common. I mean, I get reflux too, and every now and then, you know, I pop a Tums. Tums and Rolaids, they didn't compare in this study, I don't think. I like Tums and Rolaids. Calcium carbonate seems to decrease the acidity. The carbonate is basic, so it decreases the acidity. The problem is sometimes you don't absorb your dietary calcium as well. These medicines, these proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, Prevacid, etc., you don't seem to absorb calcium as well. Also, they're related to osteoporosis. So, you're not good to take long term. We've even seen people taking the H2 blockers like your Prevacid and Zantac, you know, having low platelets and clotting factors. Interesting stuff. So sometimes taking these medicines long term could be an issue, but long term heartburn, we've talked about this on the show so many times, it changes the acidity of your esophagus. Now remember, acid is in your stomach. When food goes down your feeding tube esophagus, all the esophagus is supposed to be is a feeding tube, kind of propulses the food down to the stomach. The stomach has the acid and it churns. I mean, you actually start digesting your food in the mouth. The saliva starts to digest the food immediately. Your teeth, your mouth, your chewing, etc. The esophagus is just basically a conduit. It. Then it gets to the stomach. The stomach has the acid. Then the food starts to go down into the small intestine. The small intestine is where most of the nutrients absorb. Then the food goes into the colon, where the colon starts absorbing the water out of the food because your body needs water, you know, just empirically. And then it starts to turn the food into poo-poo. And then the rectum and the anus's job is to poop it out. And that's your GI system. That's about 2 years of medical school in a one-minute discussion. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's, you know, imagine us going piece by piece through the colon, traveling through the colon, the ascending, the transverse, descending, sigmoid. I mean, just traveling through it for months, just what they made you do. Okay, so acid is only supposed to be in the stomach. So if acid goes up into the esophagus, and you're supposed to have the lower esophageal sphincter nice and tight, not allowing acid to come back up. But for those of us that have reflux or hiatal hernias where the acid is able to come up, the lining of the esophagus isn't built for that. It's not built for it, so the lining of the esophagus starts to get damaged. If the lining of the esophagus gets damaged, the cells start to change into Barrett's esophagus, and Barrett's esophagus can later turn to cancer. And esophageal cancer is very, very deadly. It's not one of these slow-growing cancers you could have for years and not have to worry about. People die. I've seen 40-year-olds die from esophageal cancer. So we don't want you having the reflux. We want you on the medications. The problem with heartburn is people self-medicate. people go, you know, you could get the medication over the counter, you could pop the pills. This is one concern a lot of us in the medical field have with people getting medications over the counter. You know, I know there's a lot of controversy over let girls get birth control over the counter. The problem is girls getting birth control over the counter, are they ever going to get checked for STDs? Are they ever going to get checked for cervical cancer? You know, people can get the birth control over the counter. Are they ever going to get checked? Well, same thing with heartburn. I've known people, they have been popping antacids over the counter for decades. And they haven't gotten checked, so nobody's looking at the lining of their esophagus. How do we get checked? You do an upper GI, or you do an endoscopy, an EGD, where they go down with the scope, take a look at the esophagus, stomach, duodenum, which is the first part of your small intestine, and then they look for areas, look for ulcerations, do biopsies. So, I mean, it is crucial. It's crucial that you get evaluated. It's just, gosh, you know, a lot of us have heartburn. Now, you know, foods that cause heartburn, of course, alcohol, we know, kind of vinegary, acidic foods. You know, a lot of us drinking soda pop. Soda pop gives us heartburn. It makes us burp. Because remember, things that make you burp, things that make you go, things that make you burp. I love that song. Things that make you go, I need to do that. You know, we need to play my bumper music for you. I got to ask some of my buddies at GCN Network if they have my bumper music where we've changed some of the lyrics to some of the songs. I hope I'm allowed to play those, but I'm going to probably do that. Things that make you go, but alcohol makes you burp, but you know, soda pop, you have the carbonic acid, you have the phosphoric acid, that makes you burp, bubbly, causes acid to shoot up into the esophagus. Onions, we know, is a biggie. Fried foods, fatty foods, chocolate causes heartburn big time. Coffee, caffeinated food, mints, those cause heartburn. Now, you know, interestingly enough, licorice, your more milk, dairy type stuff seems to make things more basic. And so those things seem to do well. But it's a problem that people self-treat, and we really, really want you getting checked. I mean, there was a lady, a family doctor that got sued and successfully sued in town. Very, very sad case where one of her patients ended up getting esophageal cancer and dying. Now, the patient had actually seen a gastroenterologist 2 years prior, and he was fine. So he went to his doctor to get a year refill of Nexium or the proton pump inhibitor, the antacid. And, you know, patients always come in. They ask me, give me a year prescription because I could get it from Medco or I could get it from Caremark or whatever. I could get it cheaply if you write me a year. Now, I usually say no. I'll say, you know, I'll write you 90 days because if you're still having problems and you're still treating yourself, you need to go back to the specialist. And they go, oh, that's ridiculous. I don't want to go back to the specialist, et cetera. Well, apparently that's really what this other doctor should have done to save her from this lawsuit. What happened is she gave the patient your prescriptions. He had already seen the GI doctor. Remember we talked about lawsuits? Remember we talked about lawsuits and why people are getting sued and why healthcare costs are high? The patient already saw the GI doctor. The GI doctor cleared the patient. The patient came back for 2 years. I believe it was only 2 years, was requiring the proton pump inhibitors and the antacids. But because she didn't resend him back to the gastroenterologist and he later developed the esophageal cancer, she was blamed for failure to diagnose and lost the lawsuit. So what does that teach all of us doctors and medical providers? If a person has heartburn, you don't give them the medicine, have the GI doctor, because you're going to get nailed if the attorney could convince the jury that you were supposed to, you know, refer them. So it's crazy. And you know, the patients are stuck in the middle. They're like, am I seeing the specialist because you don't want to get sued? Or am I seeing the specialist because I have something really wrong with me? I mean, how many people need to see the specialist if they just saw the GI doctor just a couple years prior? You know, we talked about this with the neurologist and the person with the MRIs. He had normal MRIs. Is he related to a neurologist? I guess so. So anyway, when we come back, just really quickly, what to do for heartburn and more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so really quickly, just to, you know, review with the Harper, we've already talked about the pathophysiology. You guys basically have, you know, can graduate medical school after my dissertation previously before the break. Again, weight gain. You know, it's interesting. I've my weight was just, I was very, very happy with my weight. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I was able to lose a baby weight. I was able to run. I was able to, the weight just melted off. I was very, very active. And then, of course, start going into your 40s, start having some premenopausal issues. Had to go on hormones. Not that y'all want to hear about my uterus, but boom, gained 20 pounds. And with the 20 pounds, even though I could still wear a lot of my clothes and I still could look good, boy, came the heartburn. I'm like, wait a second, I never had heartburn, never. But I got to tell you, what really threw me into horrible heartburn is I was doing stomach crunches and some sit-ups, and I felt a pop. And I gave myself a hiatal hernia where my stomach kind of pushed up and rotated a little bit. When part of your stomach kind of goes up, to where your esophagus is supposed to be, it's kind of like a hiatal hernia. And since then, I've been having reflux issues, and I'm like, no, it's just another sign of aging. I mean, I'm just getting older, and I'm not liking it, and so now I'm dealing with the whole heartburn thing, and now I got to get scoped. I mean, I've gone for my colonoscopy. I've been a good girl, but now I'm going to have to go through both, and, hopefully they'll do the mouth one first before the colon. I don't want them doing the colon, then the mouth one, just please go in that other order. So, but maintaining a healthy weight, crucial. Guys, if you have heartburn, you got to lose the weight. When you lose the weight, yes, a lot of your heartburn goes down. A lot of us ladies also, when we gain weight, we start to wear Spanx and, we start to wear, girdles and form-fitting clothes. I can't really hide the fact from my friends if I'm wearing a tummy tucker, because I'll start burping before I even eat. And they're like, Dahlia, just let out a couple stitches. And I'm like, no, I want my waist so heavy. And they're like, Dahlia, please, come on. We know your waist ain't like it used to be. But no, I'm wearing my sucker inners. I mean, there's going to be a lot of political rallies, political speeches I'm going to be, I'm not going to be making, but, some events I'm going to be hosting. And I got to look good. You bet your butt I'm going to be, doing some tummy tuckers. But, of course, I'll be burping throughout the whole talk. Of course, we talked about the foods that trigger it, caffeine, alcohol, chocolate, mint, spicy foods, fatty foods, fried foods, need to avoid. Also, smaller meals. You need to eat the meals very, very tiny. You need to chew them all. If you swallow big boluses of food, that increases gas. It decreases the motility, because your body's trying to digest a big piece of food, so it allows more time for the acid to come up. We also don't want you to lie down after you eat. We want you to kind of digest the food. If you eat right before you go to bed, your heartburn is worse. So you need to eat a few hours before you go to bed. Also, you need to elevate the bed. We say at least 45 degrees. If you're not really good and you don't have a protractor or a goniometer, having a goniometer in the bedroom really spices things up, let me tell you. That's for another day. All right, but you could raise the front of the bed, or the head of the bed, about 6 to 9 inches. Again, gravity works. Remember, your body's like plumbing. Medicine is a rocket science. They've come up with some cool stuff. Like we talked about that knee, the other day with, the cartilage, pulling cartilage out, growing it to multiple cells and then putting it back in. It does take rocket science sometimes to do the things, but the thought process is there. And of course, I have to remind you guys, no smoking. Smoking worsens your heartburn too. Now, some people ask me about acupuncture and hypnosis and massage. I love that stuff. I love complementary medicine. I love alternative medicine. All the power to you. I love licorice. So if licorice helps, with the symptoms, go for it. But it's amazing. My day is ruined when I have the acid, and I don't want to be popping Tums or Rolaids or Pepcid or Prilosec. I don't want to be popping pills. I don't want to be doing that, because I know what's happening with the acid, and it drives me crazy. Now that acid is eating away at my esophagus. I hate it. I hate it. Now, of course, they say stress. They say relieve your stress. My whole life is stress. I mean, I don't think I have ever had an unstressful life. If you think about it. I mean, yes, I'm blessed. I am so blessed. I mean, we could be having a heck of a lot more stress, you know, absolutely. I thank God every day, but you know, still, you know, traffic and work and, you know, the news and Obamacare and I could work myself up into a tizzy for anything. Try to relax. Try to relax. When you kind of get anxious, that's when the acid in your blood starts to boil, you know? So see what you could do about that. All right, great, great, great. Okay. All right, so what's going on with this staying sober pill? Apparently, scientists have developed a pill that allows people to, quote-unquote, stay sober so they don't make fools of themselves. Apparently, American-Australian scientists are working together, carried out research, and they focused on the way alcohol affects glial cells. Now, glial cells make up 90% of the brain. We talked about gliomas a while back on the show. Gliomas are cells that basically, you know, line the brain, called glial cells. Now, these glial cells fight infection. They're really tied into the immune system. Now, apparently, if they could, and I don't know if I like this here, they say if they could shut off the immune response, they noticed in mice didn't look like they were drunk. They said when they shut off the immune response of the glial cells, mice had better reflexes, had much more balance, and was able to walk around better. Now, the reason why they're studying mice is when mice get drunk, that's got to be fun, getting a mouse drunk. When mice get drunk, they act like humans. So if you stop the immune cells from working, the animals didn't get drunk. Now, this is going to be published in the British Journal of Pharmacology. Well, that's nice. But my next question is okay, if you're blocking what the glial cells are supposed to do, you know, what bad effects could there be? All right, now, again, they're excited about this because hopefully this could treat chronic alcohol dependence. It could maybe treat alcohol overdose. It could maybe, they say, prevent brain damage from drinking. So I see where there's some definite benefits to this. It just, again, when you play with nature, you got to be careful. You don't want to, you know, mess around. So interesting stuff. Now, speaking of playing with nature, in the news, now, this has been in the news for a while. A lesbian couple has adopted a little boy, and the little boy wants to be a girl. The little boy, Thomas Lobel, calls himself Tammy. And this boy lives in Berkeley, California. He's actually getting a hormone blocking agent in Berkeley, California to stop him from going through puberty as a boy. Now, his parents, Pauline Moreno and Deborah Lobel, are doing this because they're concerned that children with gender identity disorder could have a higher risk of suicide. Now, they claim that Thomas, as a boy, by age 7, wanted to cut off his genitals. He wanted to be a girl. They say that psychiatrists diagnosed Thomas with gender identity disorder. Thomas calls himself Tammy. You know, and you look at the pictures, and it was, I mean, you see the pictures when he was dressing as a boy, adorable boy. You see the pictures as he's dressing as a girl, adorable, cute girl. I mean, it looks like two different kids. And apparently the child wants this to happen. I know some of you are thinking, you know, well, how does a child decide if they want to be a boy or girl and go through such, you know, aggressive treatment? Well, apparently right now, the boy, as Tammy, is having his male hormones blocked. He's 11 years old, so starting to go through puberty. And it's an implant that's being put into his left arm. It's going to make Tammy stay as a prepubescent boy until she decides to make a decision about having the actual surgery where the penis is removed. And I believe, you know, they try to make another female body part there. Interesting. If the child decides not to go with it, he will turn into a boy. His hormones will go into effect. Interesting. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjord, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't want me? On 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Speak my mind. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical. Local Talk Radio. You know, on the subject of transgender, apparently in New York, Governor Cuomo is, considering, and I guess the State Department is considering Medicaid covering transgender surgery and hormone replacement. Now, I don't know what financial state New York is in, but I was under the impression they were having the same problems that the rest of the other 49 states are having. And, they need their Medicare dollars, for heart disease and cancer and transplants, et cetera. But apparently they are seriously considering including transgender surgery and, hormonal. Now, I mean, I'm not against transgender surgery. You know, I agree. If somebody's living in a body that they don't want to live in, I don't know much about the procedure, and I don't know much about long-term sequelae, but I know they're happy people, and I like people being happy. A happy person is a healthier person, and as a doctor, I want people healthy. It's just as a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for it. You know, I talked about this earlier in previous hours on the show. I mean, what would make me happy is some liposuction and a boob job, and I think it would make me very happy and make me psychologically maybe a little bit more stable, maybe a little bit more upright. Maybe I won't tip over to the right. I always seem to lean over to the right because of one boob. And, I'm still not going to make taxpayers pay for it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if New York Medicaid ends up needing to cover it. Again, I don't have anything against transgender people. It's just if we're in a crisis and we're already rationing who gets transplants and who gets life-saving procedures, if transgender surgery to me isn't a life-saving procedure. I know there's a lot of psychological sequelae, and I know, people with transgender issues could be at higher risk for suicide. I have no problem with taxpaying dollars going for psychological care and counseling so nobody commits suicide. I have no problem with that. But the multi-thousand dollar transgender surgery and hormonal treatments, that I don't think the taxpayers, not during this recession, can handle. Okay, let's go to show me your, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC. D-A-L-I, or your emails at drdahlia.com. Doctor, I want to take a mental day from work, but my doctor won't give me a note unless I'm sick. Shouldn't mental days be considered enough of a reason to get medical leave? Mental days. You know, that's interesting. I have never heard of the term mental day until, I guess, the last year and a half. You know, a couple of my employees did that too. They go, I need to call in and take a mental day. Now, I know of sick days, I know of vacation days, but mental days, that's kind of a weird phenomenon. Have you guys heard that too, mental days? Now, I don't know if certain jobs allow paid mental days, and maybe that's where the term came, but I kind of want to warn some of you employees whose employer may not be used to this term mental day to maybe not use that terminology. You know, when I have an employee, or if I have a patient coming in saying they need me to give them a mental day to get away from work, the first thing I think of is they can't handle the jump. Okay? I mean, now, mind you, when I was doing 36-hour shifts back-to-back and you wouldn't get the typical 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job with a Saturday and Sunday, I understand some people that are working 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 14-hour days. Okay, I get that. You know, maybe call it a rest day. You know, maybe call it a regroup day, a day to not get burned out. But I'm having people that kind of do the 40-hour work week job, you know, getting their nights off and their weekends off or whatever, asking for mental days. And I don't know if that's the best way to word it. I mean, if you need a mental day from your job, to me that means you mentally are going to crack if you don't get to take that day off. And then my next question is can you handle your day-to-day stress from your job? I don't want to think that my staff or employers may not want to think that their employees are that on the verge where if they don't get to take a mental day, they're going to fall apart. You know, I mean, if a job is, I mean, I understand jobs are stressful. First responders, teachers, there's just so many jobs out there. I mean, pilots, I mean, I understand, when lives depend on you, I know it's stressful. I mean, when I was you know, in training, and doctors were cussing, saying, you know, if you don't get this right, you're going to kill him. You're going to kill him. And I can't say, oh, I mean, they would be cussing at you. It would, you know, just like boot camp, you know, and you had to make sure you did it right. I mean, very stressful. And, you know, back then they would, you know, they would try to give you certain days off, but, you know, if you had to cover call, you had to cover call. And, you know, you could work easily, you know, 8-9 days straight. 36 hours back to back, very easily. So first of all, needing a mental day, I would say may not be the most strategic. Okay, I mean, if you really need a mental day, well, now here's the thing. I think the reason why we're hearing this whole mental day BS right now is because a lot of us are working jobs that we don't like. We aren't in a career that we like. A lot of us lost our jobs from careers that we liked, and we had to settle for jobs where we're getting paid a third of what we're getting paid, or we liked our job when we had people working with us and colleagues, and all our colleagues have been fired, and you're now, you know, working the, you know, your job now encompasses three other people's duties. So I think we have a lot of people very, very unhappy. You know, it's interesting. A couple years ago when the recession hit, you had my patients come in who were depressed that they lost their jobs. But my patients who were more depressed were the ones that still had their job. It was interesting. The ones that still had their job were more depressed than the ones that had it, because number one is they didn't know when it was going to come. They didn't know when the next set of layoffs was going to come. And I broadcast out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And in Las Vegas, we have, you know, beautiful hotels, big companies of hotels, and the layoffs were coming in huge waves. And they would know that Monday there was a huge group, and you didn't know if your best friend, you didn't know if your colleague, you didn't know if you were going to lose a job. And it was very, very stressful, you know. And so it was almost like the people that lost their job could breathe a sigh of relief because it already happened. You know, I mean, they went on unemployment. It was still stressful, but they weren't going into work every day knowing that that day could be their last. I mean, very, very unsettling to not be able to plan your next 48 hours or 72 hours. Very, very unsettling. Scary time. And it was very sad, very scary. And then also the people that were working were now working the duties of three, four people. So they couldn't even complain. If they complained, then they could be on the chopping block. So they had to grin and bear it. So I think I get why mental days started to come. But again, you have to be careful because you don't know what employers are thinking. It's still, layoffs are still happening. You know, I mean, right now, you know, people were saying, oh, we're out of the recession. From what I could see, there's been some good weeks, there's been some bad weeks. So I don't know if there's been a flicker of flame to this recession where it's kind of igniting and the economy is starting to get back together. But then the next week you see a complete dump and, you know, people are moving and I'm like, well, what's going on? So what I would suggest is if you need a day off, okay, now I don't want you to lie. You shouldn't lie to your doctor. You shouldn't lie to your boss. But maybe dissect a little bit deeper why you need the mental day. Why I'm exhausted. I need to sleep. Okay? Exhaustion could be an excuse, absolutely. Or I'm not sleeping. I'm so wound up, I'm not sleeping. I need a day where I could just sleep and regroup. All right? I would maybe suggest doing that. It's frustrating. Right? But here's the other thing too. Doctors shouldn't be writing down your diagnosis on your doctor's note. I know a lot of your employers want it, but I don't think they're allowed to ask. We talked about FMLA, and now with FMLA, you're supposed to give your boss a diagnosis, which I can't stand. I think it, you know, affects your privacy. But, I mean, I think the work note should be kind of vague. You know, my patient needs to be off and, you know, returns to work tomorrow or something like that. But then also on the flip side, remember, your boss needs to cover for you being gone. So, you know, if they think you're going to be taken off multiple times, they may want a more stable employee. So I got to tell you, it's tough, but, you know, either way, that's just the way the economy is right now. So, all right, anyway, we're back for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Stay on if you can. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.